Back with Nito and friends with your guys' D&D sesh finally. This time you guys can hear us way clearer.
Who are our guests? Who's here in this setup?
The old gang is back. You know, we got Michael, and we got Carlos. Nuclear. Carlos, our DM. And then Paul is finally coming into us.
He wasn't here last time, but he's here in this one.
And then Nate is coming in the next episode for you guys. So just hold on tight. We don't have Cody, and we don't have Brandon. All right, so we can start. Let's go.
Okay. As we last left off, our protagonists, Nuclear, the elven magic user, Sivich, the human fighter, Ms. Darby, the half-elven cleric thief, and
our new ad.
Ragnar, the dwarf cleric and his lion companion, had their first delve in the dungeon and have now made their way back to a local settlement, an elf town built in a bunch of birch trees. Our heroes have now had a good night's rest at the inn. Of course, as we last left off, Nuclear had some disagreements with the local innkeeper Moonfeather and has decided to stay at a location that befits his personality a little better.
Your status.
Okay.
Your status.
Very eccentric.
So
very elegant.
Yeah.
So a man of culture.
It is the next day. It is a new morning. I know some of you have taken damage, so you guys have to ask yourselves, do you want to? Do you want to have your characters who are damaged? Do you want to wait around for them to heal up, or do you want?
Well,
to,
for
like,
me, it's only going to take 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll just wait it out. I'll chill.
Well, Darby, what's your?
I think I took half of my damage.
Yeah, you did. You really did.
So I think I got 3 damage.
It's going to be like a whole friggin' week for you, dog.
I'm going to stay in bed, and I want to use my other character.
Okay, you want to use your other character? Yeah, no, yeah, of course that's possible. You want to use your other guy. So
he doesn't have a name.
He does not have a name.
Damn, what are you going to name him?
Ochani.
Ochani?
Ochani and Nosdarby.
Ochani and Nosdarby.
Okay, Ochani and Nosdarby. Here you go.
That's him? Because this is my second character, no?
Oh, yeah, never mind. You got him.
I'm a human cleric, level 1, HP. It's definitely me.
Yeah, that's you. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know if I gave your guy.
But we paid for our beds. Fucking Nate has a bed for a month.
He was super cool with Moonfeather, and he pretty much is like, yeah.
Did he give
like
us 2 months, or was it just a month for free?
Nate got a month.
Nate got a month for free. We just got a month, and we just got a
and at a discount because of how just the spite.
Because Nuclear wanted. Hey, he came in clutch. Clutch, bro.
He got kicked out.
He came in clutch. He did it for us. He did it for the crew, man.
He took
one for the team, man.
He's like, you're so shitty. We're going to give these people a discount while you can get the fuck out.
Listen, I may not pay my hired help with gold, but there are benefits. The benefits package is
Wait, do I have my other second character too?
You have your halfling, dude.
I'm thinking about just using him for these first 2 days.
Okay.
And see what happens.
So you want to get back in the dungeon as fast as possible?
Well, depending on what you guys are going to do. What are you guys going to do?
Fuck, dude. I just got to...
Are you going to exploit the tent, or are you guys going to...
Well, I have some much important business that I need to take care of while we're in town.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so what is that?
So
we all need to find a place to meet up.
It's our tent. Elf camp.
It's not a tent. It's like it's a whole town. It's the buildings are built. They are built into the trees like Keebler elves, practically.
Oh,
me and you are together. He's like two, three, four blocks down the road.
I'm
and we can meet up with Paul. So we should meet up like at the Times Square.
Yeah, I would like to introduce Paul's character soon. But,
yeah, we want
to
talk his character into our storyline.
Okay, yeah.
So, but
just hang on? Okay, you know what? I'm gonna keep my Civic character. Does it matter as long as he's chilling in the?
As long as he's like resting in bed and not really engaging in anything, you know, just so like hanging out at home.
So I can't use your other character. Okay, I'll use my other character.
Yeah. Okay. Just so he can rest and get his HP up.
I mean, we could technically also just like carouse. Sleep for a week.
Yeah, you guys could just carouse for a week, and in that time,
I need 3 days. You guys want to sleep for 3 days?
No, you need more than 3 days.
Dog. How long do I get my 3 HP?
It's 2 days for one hit. So a whole week.
Yes. And that's why he said 2 days. I got hit once.
So you guys want to rest a week and then
link up?
Pick up from there?
But it's just like, you know, you could just also just do it like Skyrim. I hate saying, like, we're not playing Skyrim, but you could also just say, like, how long do you wish to sleep?
Oh, yeah, like the waiting time?
Yeah, like 7 days later.
In that time while Sivich and Ms. Darby rest up, maybe, like, Nuclear
goes
around and does his thing. So
the one caveat to sleeping so long, though, is, like, during that time, you're not acquiring more income, and so, like, the money, you're in time is ticking out.
So the necessity to hit that dungeon to find more treasure increases.
Alright, I'll wait. I'll wait for 2 days. It's and not a big then deal.
Especially since you we'll got a discount.
I'll stay in bed for the six.
Nuke. What do you do while these dudes are napping? I'm assuming
so it's a new day.
Uh-huh.
Right, and so I'd like to go and talk to my innkeeper. I forgot her name.
That's all right.
You know, that's in character for me.
You're not important enough to remember.
I'm going to ask her just where I would be able to hire some good sellswords.
She says, she looks at you, like, oh, so you're, so I guess you really are something an adventurer then. Interesting. Don't forget,
what day is this?
The second day.
Okay.
I'll tell you where to go find where you would find sellswords here, although you'd be very hard-pressed to find some other elves who are willing to adventure out here, considering that really I think the only place for magic items are at least rumors of them, have been in that old tower outside of town. But you could either go to our local tea room to see if you could find some worthy sell swords, or otherwise I would go to our marketplace and maybe even look at at our bulletin. It seems more of a human endeavor is what I'm trying to say.
Listen. I am a man of intelligence. I'm a scholar, not a fighter. And when we go to these adventures, I need all the backup that I can take with me. People to do my work for me.
I like fighting.
So if I will go where you recommend that I shall go.
Bartholomew.
Longbottom.
You trying to work up your way to become an adventurer have been doing a little bit of like some picking up some odd jobs at the very fancy hotel, because at least they pay well. Mm-hmm. And you overhear this very aristocratic elf talk to your temporary boss, talk about looking for some adventurers, some sellswords to join up. And considering that you're a very multi-talented individual,
he's a fighter. He's a
overhear this.
All right. I would like to speak to him and perhaps charm him, right?
You're going to charm?
you just don't want to go approach
you
him?
You just don't
want to
approach him and tell him, hey, you know?
Okay, think about it this way, right? You have someone, right? Someone you've never encountered before. You have no idea what their motivations are.
Okay. Right?
But you heard him.
Yeah.
You know he's looking for someone like you.
Yeah. He's looking for someone like me, but for what? If I charm him, I can get the secrets of whatever he wants. Right?
Well, he doesn't know his personality
makes sense.
It's strategic.
I'm
right?
in bed, baby. Yeah. I'm chilling. I'm HP.
Before, think about it real quick. I want to see your the spells you picked out. Because you said that your int was 11, right? Okay, so you get to know 6 max per level, but your minimum is 4.
Okay.
So pick 4 of these that you want to keep. I really recommend you keep Read Magic.
Read Magic? Okay.
Yes, I highly recommend that one. It's stupid useful.
I'll get rid of the Detect Magic.
All right, he's got the Detect Magic, so. All right. All right. So, do you want to really approach this interaction this way? You don't want to just go up and maybe feel out what he's got and maybe...
I'll wait a second before I charm him. Okay. I'll wait a second.
but I got it in the holster. I got it right here.
I do want to explain to you one thing real quick. When you charm a creature with Charm Person, you essentially enthrall them into your servitude until something happens where they get like a saving throw. Well, they think they save the first time, and if they fail, they're under your spell.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get hurt and they get into a situation that is dangerous to them, and suddenly their common sense kicks in, and just like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Like, they break out of the charm.
They break out of the charm. So I just want to remind you that, because otherwise you will literally have Michael... under your control if he fails it. And mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're literally going to rob this dude out of a player character.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, though, too, is that I only have 2 health. So if he takes me into a dungeon, I'm instantly going to be like, hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
You're done for. You're life bait.
He still has the personality of that.
The second I enter a dungeon, man, I am...
like, where's my team?
Dude, out of all of us...
I have no armor and 2 health.
Yeah.
And you're like, where's the rest of the crew?
If we hit those strong winds, I'm gone.
Strong winds.
All right, so, okay. You overhear this man looking for some help for exploration and adventuring. How do you want to proceed?
So, me, right?
Yes.
I want to speak to him about what he's looking for, right? Mm-hmm. If anything that he mentions seems a bit shady, I want to charm him to get all the information I can out of this mission. All of our lives are going to be risked on, right?
Right, right.
Because I don't want us to go into something and not be told something only for one of us to make it out, right?
Understandable.
So, strategically, I think talking to him, understanding where he's coming from, and then if I don't like what he's saying, perhaps charming him and getting more information about the mission would be beneficial.
In future editions, something that you could do when you're interviewing for henchmen,
mm-hmm.
even though it's considered rude because you don't want to reveal your alignment to mm-hmm. each other because it's like a private thing. You would cast Detect Alignment, but that would definitely be like, yo, are you trying to check my alignment the fuck? but that's in later stuff, although I think maybe that's in here too. Anyways, all right, proceed then. Interact.
All right.
Engage.
I ask him, what is this mission my adventurers are going to be risking their lives for?
Okay.
Nuclear.
Nuke.
Generally, it's good manners to introduce yourself before coming and speaking to somebody.
You're an idiot.
I come from a place where manners are secondary, not primary.
And what is the primary?
Business.
What a great intro. Nuclear.
I respect that.
I am Bartholomew Longbottom. Nice to meet you.
Nuclear. The pleasure is yours.
I love this already. Okay.
So tell me, Bartolomeo. Do you belong to a mercenary company?
I do not.
I see. Do you happen to know other mercenaries in the neighborhood?
I do.
Okay. Well, I think we can do some good business over here. The request is simple. I need some bodyguards to come with me and my adventurer friends to a dungeon for exploration and, you know, the general looting of magical goods.
All right.
So would that be something you're interested in?
Perhaps. I am definitely interested. I will have to speak to my constituents, of course, to see how they feel about it. But I think they'll definitely enjoy what you have planned.
Okay.
DM, do they know that we're all... because the people he's talking about is us, right?
No, he's... are you talking about other people? Us?
Yeah.
So he doesn't know
that...
he doesn't know that he's with us.
No, you're coming into right. this new. You've like never met these dudes before. Yeah. You weren't here last time.
Well, you're playing Are you gonna play your other character or?
No, I'm okay. I'm resting for you. All and right. this is okay. the
yeah we're the I'm 6 days. Too. You guys are. I got 2 days though.
So I got. I was, but this is on the second day. We still have 4 more days until we all link up.
I was assuming that Paul was referring to the innkeeper who he was working for doing little odd jobs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to put a situation.
I'm trying to get hirelings.
Okay.
Like
okay.
actual like NPCs to come with us.
Okay, then
can you guys go?
Yeah, you can definitely go into the market square. Or
can he charm to get like a handful of people to join him?
He could. You could waste one spell to.
is that recommended?
It's not recommended, but he could definitely do it. And because
they want to go on a mission together.
So
we've got
if
4
he
days.
Undoes his charm, right? If he puts in a new spell for the day, you know, like if he
It doesn't undo. It lasts until they save.
So I could just spend like a week just charming people and have like 7 hirelings with me working for free.
What? Until they get hurt
before we go back into the dungeon.
Bro, I don't want to be in bed that long.
I got so many concubines by now. Like,
bro, that's what our rent is due. What are we going to. Well, our rent is already paid, but I don't know about you.
I think I got mine for the month.
Yeah.
It was either you or Nate that paid the whole thing.
Nate went. He got. I think he paid for all of us.
Yeah, he did.
They cashed
and at
out.
A discount. So
because he was being a dick. Yeah. On because Michael. I mean, Nuclear was being a dick. Yeah.
What a fucking G, man.
Specifically,
so that's how you link up with him.
All right. Specifically, okay. Let me properly explain what Charm Person does because it is overpowered in the first game, in the original game. The spell applies to all 2-legged, generally like mammalian figures near or less than man size, excluding all monsters in the undead class, but including sprites, pixies, nixies, kobolds, etc., essentially all humanoid creatures, from normal man size to small. If the spell is successful, it will cause the charmed entity to come completely under the influence of the magic user until such a time as the charm is dispelled, as in by the spell magic. So
where can he go and find these pixies? And
well,
so
your guys
say
are
anything about like their common sense. It just says dispel magic.
And specifically, this added extra stuff says creatures which may be affected. And okay, after a period of servitude, charmed creatures have a chance to break free by making another saving throw. The period is based on the individual's intelligence. So they're depending on how smart they are, they can either make a save in a day or in 4 weeks. So that could be they could save either.
I just need to find a bunch of big, brawny, dumb barbarian.
Okay.
But they can't be bigger than a humanoid, right? They have to be.
Come on, how big do you think a barbarian probably is?
Like 7.
Depends on the barbarian, man.
Like a dwarf?
Yeah. I mean, if you encounter
a barbarian, could be like a 6-7 feet barbarian.
Could yeah,
be
I mean, five,
you them for a week or 4 weeks or whatever?
Depending on how smart they are. Yeah, so it lasts until the spells are successfully resisted. So, you guys, I do want to remind you guys are in an elf town, and elves are not known to be stupid. I mean, if you do charm another elf, the only problem is, and I need to double check this because I don't know if elves want to charm other elves because you guys don't have that in this game. Okay, never mind. You definitely can charm each other because in first edition and onward, elves have a 90% resistance against sleep and charm spells, and in this game, you do not.
Oh.
So it can be a charmapalooza up in here for you guys. You could just be blasting charm spells at each other.
Me and Juanito
want.
Have 2 characters. Should we just throw them into this story, or should we let them? Just...
No. You get 4 dudes. Will.
I'm chilling, bro. Those 2 days.
You throw them in there. I charm them.
I know, right?
But I'm a human cleric. And
I have 16 intelligence, so I think it's gonna be really hard for me to get charmed.
Actually, if you're 16.
Yeah.
You literally will. You can. You get a chance to resist it in 2 days.
Yeah,
hot damn! Hold. I thought this dude was gonna be the big dumb fighter. He's like this Renaissance man. Just like he's this tactical genius.
What is Constitution again?
Constitution is like will give you extra hit points if you have it high, but essentially it's for like your body, like how much your body can like take in terms of like
poison.
Yeah,
poison.
So when you have to make a saving constitution saving throw, like for poison,
mm-hmm.
Constitution modifier is going to be out of
Is there anything they can do around right. this elven town that...
They can just hang out and like get to know the place, but otherwise they can just carouse for rumors. Think,
dude, we should just make this place our safe haven just in case we do something stupid in another town. I'm just saying. I'm just because
we
you
got.
Know.
But we, I fucked up right in the last now. Town. That's what I I'm fucked saying. Up in the last town.
It's like,
specifically, Constitution gives you percentage for resurrection and surviving certain spells like being turned to stone or being turned back from stone. You do have a save for. Poison specifically, depending on your class and something. And if you're a dwarf, that goes up fucking high because they're really resistant against poison and magic, which is also why they can't be magic users in this game.
Dwarfs.
They resist magic too much. Elves are prone to magic, which is also why they don't get clerics. Because they don't need to believe in the god.
Resurrection just now, too. So there is a chance to be resurrected in zero
edition? Yeah. Yeah. We have to carry a dead body.
Now yes. What about the spell reincarnation? Is that an original edition?
It is.
Okay.
Specifically, where is reincarnation? Because you do come back as something elf. You do come back. You do come back as something else.
The other day, you know. Something and then reincarnating it to whatever comes in that line and then charming it.
Damn.
So you're shooting for death.
Necromancer.
Necromancer, yep.
Well, why don't you just really cast Raise Dead? Why don't you just cast Animate Dead? That's just you make a zombie that way.
I'm not talking about like...
You can make zombies?
I'm just talking about
like a companion? Like a companion kind
of? I'm talking about just like a roll the boat kind of situation because it comes back as whatever their alignment is, right? So
specifically, with this spell, the caster brings back a dead character in another body. So long as the small portion of the subject's body still exists, it can be reincarnated, but the portion receiving the spell must have been part of the subject's body at the time of death. Off. The magic of the spell creates an entirely new young adult body for the soul to inhabit. This process takes 1 hour to complete. When the body is ready, the subject is reincarnated.
The whole like soul or whatever, it's irrelevant when they get charmed. So.
Okay, but regardless, if they were lawful, they got it. They could be anywhere between like a human all the way up to a centaur. If they were neutral, they can be anywhere from like a human all the way up to a friggin' minotaur. And if they were chaotic, they can be anywhere from like a human all the way to a minotaur, an orc, or a hobgoblin. So. Also, you should be very lucky that I think in this version of the game,
yeah, and then it was their level is based off of 1d6, if I recall correctly. And that's kind of what I was thinking about. It was like, man, because then I can just start making like level 6 hirelings, essentially, which is reincarnation and charming.
So, there, you could try that. It would definitely question your alignment a lot, but regardless. So,
well, right now I'm chaotic neutral. I think
you chose neutral right now.
Oh, I'm pure neutral.
Yeah, because it's only the three
I
right
think
now.
We're all neutral, right?
You guys are all neutral.
Neutral.
You don't have any goody two shoes amongst you.
That way, we don't have to fucking fight each other for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's just being a fucking kiss ass.
Things are just gonna get a little more chaotic once I'm throwing fireballs everywhere.
I do. Like I said, you guys are lucky. The elves in the team are lucky that original edition does not have the stipulation that elves cannot be brought back to life.
For alignment, what is L?
Lawful. Oh, okay. You're
I have one.
Hold on a sec.
Ochani.
Yeah. Ochani's lawful.
Ooh. He's a priest, right? Or he's a cleric, right?
Yes, he is. Ooh.
Human cleric.
That's gonna create some drama. You guys can't do that. That's not nice. All right.
But you're resty. Okay. Are you actually gonna use your second character?
No, man. I'm thinking about it.
I'm just gonna get back
to yeah. So
to work
who's
here.
Your second character?
It's a hobbit.
So what do you?
I don't have a name for him yet.
Where is he? I don't see him.
I have him over here. But anyway, so you okay? So.
It's between
Bartholomew, nuclear. What do you want to? So while your companions are resting, you guys want to go hit up the local market and see if you can find hirelings or men at arms.
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like the town square or something.
Yeah. So you guys travel to the market. You travel the way this elf town is built. Elves.
Is it the morning? The afternoon? The night?
It is morning.
What time of day? Okay.
Morning. Elves are a flighty, frivolous. people, and they do not build straight roads in this town, so it just kind of winds around. They just kind of build everything wabi-sabi. They like to feel it out. I mean, why else would they friggin' build their houses around trees? Or even build their, like, fanciest hotel in a redwood tree that definitely sticks out in a birchwood forest. And you're just kind of, you're snaking around, like, the town, like, roads that are, like, nicely cobbled, but again, they're barely any straight roads. And you hit the market square, and it's just the way this place looks, it's just like a total, like, farmer's market, like, but filled with, it's like somebody crossed, like, a really bohemian farmer's market with, like, a flea market, but, like, everything is, like, really fancy. So, and you're just, and you see elves just slinging their wares everywhere, like fancy jewelry, gemstones. There was, like, some dude selling obscure weapons, produce and whatnot. And as you move across, you do see the bulletin board and a couple of elves looking at the at it. It's built on, like, really nice birch. It's, again, it's a, the bulletin board itself is like an art object almost. But yeah, it's right stuck in there are a couple of postings.
What are those postings? What do they say?
These guys, well, that's for them to ask and find out.
Okay. You're sleeping. Chill out, bro.
I'm reading the postings. I'm dreaming about it.
Reading the postings.
You,
is there anyone that sticks out to me?
You just see, you specifically see a posting that says, keep out of the old tower. Fizzler knew what he was up to, and he was wrong to do it. So don't go in there. There's nothing of worth anyways. It seems very, the way it's written seems very, very poison, like, seems kind of like very poisonous. Like, it's like written with a lot of, like, venom and anger in it. And amongst the other postings, you do see some for looking for help. Keep out of Citizens Run. One says, have you seen this goblin? Is another one that comes up. And it's a weird, that's not a weird picture. It's actually really well drawn. It's a really well drawn picture of a three eyed, pointy eared, mogwai looking thing. And it says, have you seen this goblin? Another one says, will you join the fight? Lady Magnolia is looking for pure-hearted souls to help in her quest to keep this forest protected, keep the Unicorn's Lake protected. So that's what you see on there. It's not a lot.
That bounty hunter job sounds great for both of you.
Or who knows? We might have just killed it in the dungeon.
Well, again, I'm looking.
Yeah, maybe check
like mercenaries, not.
Unless you want to, I mean, you could definitely add a posting on there. One of the elves one of the elves comes up. He's a taller than average elf, but with long dark hair and green eyes. And he says, "Ah, are you looking to post? Have your own posting here, friends, or are you? Do you have any questions about some of these particular posts?"
I'm looking to hire some mercenaries for bodyguards for myself.
Bodyguards? Are you planning on some expedition, some caravan expedition? Perhaps over the mountains towards, Citizens Run? Or somewhere more likable?
Exploring old ruins. I'm a bit of a scholar, a magical anthropologist, if you will.
Oh, you look at, well, aren't all elves magical anthropologists? I mean, we all like magic. It's why we don't care for gods. We don't need divine magic. We are magical, right?
I could not have said it better myself, friend.
A man who speaks my language.
You speak my language. Okay. Well, I mean, we're not up for a lot of sell swords right now. If you're really desperate, maybe you could hire a couple of foolhardy humans over the mountain. What they call what they call Mount Coffin. Can you believe such that the humans come up with such a crude name for such a interesting geological humans, wonder?
Humans are perfect sellswords because if they die, I don't care.
you both share a hearty laugh. How are you feeling about this, Bartholomew? These are locals to you. These are your people.
I am listening.
Does he know the language? Do you know the language?
He's an elf. Yeah. He's a full elf. He's a full elf.
I am all business. Okay. If it makes me money, hold no prejudice.
Okay. So you're hearing this, you're just like, yeah, I'm with him. Fucking.
Exactly. If they die, we don't have to pay.
Yeah.
He's just like, well,
I mean, I know this guy, you know. Yeah. He's my acquaintance, you know.
And he's like, and he looks over, he's like, Bartholomew, are you still looking to adventure? Did this fine, intelligent young man get you in on this? Are you trying to lead this affable guest in our hometown?
I would like to take adventure. I am no pussy.
Bartholomew, what a distinct accent you acquire.
He looks at you and says, ever since you encountered... Ever since you left and decided to visit other lands, you've come back changed. You've learned all these skills that an elf does not require. An elf really only needs to know how to use a sword and how to sling a spell. And yet here you are trying to break into good people's houses, or at least not. I mean, or at least you say you have. I haven't seen you do it, so I trust you on that word. And regardless, please treat our such likable companion here with some respect. I do hope that nothing bad happens, but good luck to you. I really hope you find someone, but it would help if you perhaps just to put up a posting. Maybe there are some other folks here who would be interested in such an adventure, especially if magic items are involved.
Yeah, I think a posting will be for the best.
All right. So he makes his leave and he leaves you guys alone at the bulletin board.
Put up a post.
All right, you go back to
it
the...
says, single white noble elf.
Go on. Seeking. Seeking. Go on.
Go on, finish it. Finish it. Come on.
Seeking big dick warrior.
A BDW.
You write that in Elven because writing it in common makes no sense in this town.
And then I put like a little like.
Go on.
Insert to write energy in between big dick.
You forgot to write energy in there.
We're looking for soldiers of a specific variety, requiring very specific energy.
Okay.
Big dick energy.
So,
but they're in an elven town. What are they gonna get?
Elves, if they're lucky. So you put up your posting, and you go back, and you kind of just wait around to see if anyone answers the call. And while you wait around, a week goes by, and
a week, then we're healed.
That's what I'm saying. I'm skipping forward here. That's Darby and Sivich. Sivich, you've been healed for like earlier than that. Yeah, so at what point did you decide to get up and be like, I'm going to check this elf town out? What did you do real quick before we head over?
You woke up before me.
All right. I get out of our little inn. What's around me?
You get out of the inn and immediately you see this elven town. You've never been here before. You've never been to an elven town. You're a human. You've only... seeing the hard, normal structures of the way a human hamlet should be or a human town should be built. And the first thing that hits you is just like, everything looks real nice here. It's ornate. Half the, like, houses are like half art object, half like real bohemian nature thing. You know, it's like it's real kind of almost hippy-dippy. And you really ask yourself like, man, what did I get myself into here? But also, I hope I can talk to these fools. You can, right? You know Elven?
Can you speak?
All right, so yeah, you can speak Elf. So you walk around, and is there anywhere you want to specifically go, or do you just kind of wander around the town?
I'm just going to wander around the town and see what happens.
You wander into the market and you see this fancy board. And you go over and you see the postings and you see... You see all the postings, including the one written that's like single white elves looking for, what was it again?
BBW?
Big Dick Warrior. Big Dick Warrior.
You're like, that's me.
And you see scribbled in a little bit in between Dick, after Dick, it says energy.
I say to myself, hey, it's me. I already know who's the bastard that wrote this in the beginning with.
I understand. So I can read. Yeah. I know that writing. I know that handwriting.
You read this and you're like roll your eyes, knowing exactly who the fuck wrote this. So and it gives you an address, and it is, you assume that this is the other big inn, like the fancy nice one that Nuke probably wandered off to after he got kicked out by Moonfeather. But specifically, during this time, Nuke, Paul, do you go and visit your chums at the inn, or are you just I don't want to talk to Moonfeather at all?
Like, after being there for a couple of days, I went back to that inn to charm their mood there.
Okay.
Their innkeeper. What was his name?
Moonfeather.
The one where you were living at? Where you were staying at?
No.
The one you got kicked out of?
UK. One of those days, Paul, is Bartholomew, do you follow Bartholomew, or Bartholomew, do you follow Nuke for this petty revenge mission at all? Do you like hang out with them, or are you doing your own thing while you guys wait around for hirelings to show up?
You want to
hang out?
Absolutely, join.
Okay.
If it means that I get more money.
Okay.
Dude, he thinks just like Nate, bro.
I know.
Him and Nate are the same vibe, dude.
He's going there in case I fail my charm.
First things first. You're preparing charm person for that day.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. What spell are you preparing for that day?
If we can both charm him at the same time, does that increase the effect?
Yes, I would give you that. Okay. But you guys would have to
work in tandem in order to have.
Okay, how's this? It would increase the effect, but you guys would have both of you would have to share control, and it would definitely work a little longer on him because the spell is double. So
okay, so I think we should go with like the two day, three day custody.
All right.
Okay. So you prepare. So you in your home. Your own little house in.
So if it's 50-50 custody, who's paying child support?
That's up to you, man. That's up to you.
That's between both of y'all.
He pays the child support.
Oh, you got a point. That's a genius.
The child pays the child support?
Well, he's an adult. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Man, fuck them kids.
He's doing his own job. He's going to pay us, bro.
You're old enough.
So.
Okay, so. They're charming.
So. Nuke, you look over your spellbook and are memorizing the arcane formula to implant that spell into your head. Same thing with you, Bartholomew. You guys get ready. You look at each other. You nod silently. And you walk over to the more humble part of town, the less extravagant part of town, and you walk into Moonfeather's Inn. And Moonfeather looks at you and is like, oh, it's you. You come to apologize.
But this time he has Paul.
Oh, hello, Bartholomew.
I think he likes you.
He's a local. He's just like, oh, hello, Bartholomew.
How's your sister?
I hate that.
Apologize. We can talk about it. I came to make amends.
Oh, okay then. Amend away, sir.
Okay.
I
cast charm person.
Okay.
Does he have to roll for that?
I have to roll for that. What?
Are you charmed?
I have to roll. There's a chart I have to roll on for this, and it is against spells.
Deflect or?
No. It's for me.
You did him so dirty.
You fucking did.
Did both of you guys like fucking go like? Go all fucking Doctor Strange and start like, because it is like a, you do need to, you,
or was
you,
it a
you
subtle...
guys do make a big show when you do this, so it's obvious when you cast spells. So you, both of you guys, are you guys firing this spell at the same time? I just want to be very clear. Or did you just let him
is
do it?
Is it stronger if they do do that?
I said it was. It would be stronger, but I'm asking. Yeah. These guys right now. Paul, did you also fire off your spell at the same time as this?
I approach from a different angle, but okay. I do also fire at the same time.
Okay, you get into position, fire off, and Moonfeather looks at you and says, "Oh, my friends, how can I help you?"
You guys got him.
As I said, I came to make a bend, and I'm staying at your sister's inn, and I'm very happy there. But my friends are staying here, and I just want to make sure that they're very well taken care of.
Of course, anything for you. I find you so likable and affable, and Bartholomew, you're great too.
I appreciate it.
And he says, anything for you. As you wish.
Do I come down the stairs? Because it's been a
while. Hold on. Do you want to do this on the last day he does, or do you want to do this while these dudes are still...
Because Sivich is up.
That's while they're still...
Okay. You guys don't know about this, but the next few days, Sivich, Nazdarvi, he's bringing breakfast into bed into your.
You've noticed the room service has gotten.
Yeah. It's gotten good. He walks in and just like, compliments of your friends, Bartholomew and Nuclear, and he hands you like a little tray with like bed and breakfast, and same thing with you while you're healing up. Yeah.
Crap, I'm gonna have to suck him off, dude. You fucking cocksucker! Shit. You ruined me, man.
Okay. So, Sivich, do you guys feel at all suspicious?
I feel weirded out because usually I'm in an elf town. You know, they hate humans, and I'm like...
They don't hate humans. They look down on them.
Well, either way, down or not, yeah. They're fucking treating me next level top king. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I mean, you're half-elf, so...
I'm still in bed, right, at this point?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, is there any way I could talk to the guy who brought the stuff? Is there any way I could distribute my chainmail and my sword between Bartholomew and...
You're asking him to do that for you?
Yeah, because they're downstairs or whatever.
They're
enchanted by them, so yeah. Is there any way I could use
you
that
know, you don't know that he's enchanted unless you cast detect magic. Bro,
yeah, as far as you know, he's just showing you the respect towards the Liara. He's like,
they brought
there's one thing I was curious about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So after we charmed this poor sucker, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to know if we could find out from him if there's any magical items in the area that we could perhaps...
Oh, you could definitely ask him that.
Yeah, distract the owner and steal it as an elf, because, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Like, bitch, I'm stealthy as fuck.
No, I hear you out. I hear you.
I thought this was supposed to be a safe haven for us. Well, he's a local here, so it doesn't even matter.
Okay, so.
There's elven thieves. Yeah, there should be one of them that are thieves.
Here's the thing about burning bridges here. Everything's made of wood.
So, I just want to... I'll answer your question first, but I want to ask these guys first. How do you... So, you're feeling a little awkward and weird that this dude's treating you like a king. I mean, the service was fine before.
Yeah.
But now it's good. Yeah. Now it's great. Yeah. And this guy's just like, how may I help you, sir? May I take your hat, sir? Go on.
I want to... Because he's...
You don't... You, as far
can
as you,
my chainmail benefit Nuke?
It can benefit you too, you know. Oh, no, it can't because you're a thief.
So I got two items that are useless to me. The sword, which...
Yeah.
Distribute to Bart.
Or you can... Or your
fire. I already have a long sword, so I do way too much damage.
So he's got a sword, but I was like, for the defense, the chainmail would benefit the wizard.
No, he can't. You can't use it. He spent too much of his life studying magic. He didn't learn how to fight.
Is there any way I could either?
You can hold on to that until
I
want to
sell it.
You're also welcome to sell it for extra coin.
Okay,
if you want. So
down at the flea market,
you can even ask this dude to be like, "Hey, you mind doing me a favor and like."
Is there any way
pawning
I could
this off? So
would the sword benefit Longbottom?
Yes, it would.
Is there any way I could distribute that with the?
You haven't met Longbottom yet.
Yeah, you haven't.
So
we know each other, but we just don't know we know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You haven't met each other.
We walk
yet.
Into the inn.
Okay. It's another day, and you walk into the inn, and you, Nazdarvi, you've been hemming and hawing about like, how do I, what do I do with this stuff? I can't use this.
Yeah.
Can I go out? Can I just walk out real quick?
You, as you guys walk in, you see Sivich fully rested and meeting you guys. And...
Like, good day, Ceviche. Nasdaq.
No, Nasdaq is still sleeping upstairs. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
I'm
like
not down the, I'm not down the stairs like, yet. I'm
like, oh, hey.
Nasdaq.
He's still resting, Nuclear. For some reason, we've been getting really good service around here, you know? So
Moonfeather looks up. He's like, oh, my friends, you came back. What can I help you today? What would you like? What other things would you like me to do for your companions? And he points to Sivich.
Just some tea would be wonderful.
As you wish. And he walks off.
Yeah, it's respect for the Liar family name. Okay.
Nuclear. I see what you did.
I was going to say, I could smell that from a mile away.
I'm like, but I would love to enjoy the tea with you guys, but I'm actually curious about getting a newer weapon, so I'm going to go head out and head to the market town. Did you guys see any traders around there?
Well, there's traders, but let me introduce you. This is our new traveling companion, Bartholomew
Longbottom.
Hello, Bartholomew.
And name secondary, business primary.
All right.
That's the way I work.
Done and deal. For me is manage first and then business later because, you know, at the end of the day, we're just all human beings. At least
except
for me.
You guys are elves.
I'm the only. I think I'm the only human here. We one of our companions is a dwarf. So if you get along with all these species, I'm okay with you. That's all that matters to me. All
right.
But I'm gonna head out. I'll see you guys right back. I gotta go check, see if there's any traders.
As he walks out, I kind of elbow Bartholomew like, mortals, right?
All right, so, Ceviche, you head out to the market to peep out, see if there's a local blacksmith in town. What do you guys do? You guys want to ask your question for your new thrall?
I'd like to check in on Nasdaq.
Okay. Do you go with him, or do you wait for the innkeeper to come back with the tea so you can ask him your question?
I'll wait for my tea. I mean.
Okay.
So how do they check on me if he's waiting for his tea?
Okay, I mean, you guys can, I mean. Because he would come back, he's like,
can you get the tea in number 32?
Because he would come back, he's like, where'd they go? Where'd my friends go? So you guys head upstairs with your tea. And as you're going upstairs, Bartholomew, you ask Moonfeather the question that about if there are any magical items that are being held locally that you could maybe are interested in. And he says, Bartholomew, you live here. You know darn well that there's plenty of magic items to be held by the upper echelons of our society. I mean, I don't know how you would go about asking permission to take those from them, but I mean, and stealing from them seems like a foolhardy position, and us as elves we're not foolhardy. But you know darn well that there's plenty of magic. We're elves here, Bartholomew. But I respect that you would. I respect your curiosity, and I find your every word that you say appealing and enchanting. And you guys, you head over to Nis Darby's room, and you see Nis Darby laid up in bed, just hanging out, looking out the window, wondering what went like, wondering if he and Ragnar should have been checking for that trap the way they did. In the time that you've been bed resting, Nis Darby, what have you been thinking about?
Unholy things.
questioning your religion? Losing your religion? That's me in the corner? That's me in the spotlight?
I fucking hate you. Nah, dude, I was just thinking about getting rid of the stuff that I carry. It's too much baggage, dude. So, in walks in.
Yeah.
Long and Liar, so.
Yeah. You see Nuclear and this new elf. He looks at you just along with the innkeeper, just like, here you go. Here's your tea, Nis Darby. And he puts like a little cup of tea near your little nightstand.
Is there any way I could ask him if they know what a Black Lotus potion can do?
Go ahead. You want to ask these guys or do you want
to... Liar, how you doing, man? Hey, nice to meet you, Mr. Bottom. What do you call it? I have a question, y'all. I've been in bed for the last 6 days and I'm just wondering. I got into a predicament and I ended up losing 3 days for three... 6 days for three items. One is chainmail, which doesn't benefit me. I'm thinking about just selling it, right?
Mm-hmm. I got a sword, which looks like will benefit our new friend, you know, being a part of, if he knows Nuke, then he's cool with me. It would benefit Mr. Bottom. But this one potion for Black Lotus is really just tingling my curiosity. I have no idea if y'all know anything about that, since you're a magic and you're, you know, a fighter. I don't know if...
I could always take a look, but also, how did you know Mr. Longbottom here, Ned Hardy?
Go fuck yourself. Don't ask me questions then.
Oh, no.
Like the...
Never change.
The fuck, man? You know they say don't judge a book by its cover? I do. I judge the... Someone worked hard to, you know, craft that book cover, dude.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, I'm a scholar. Books are everything.
Fucking.
Speaking of which, do you want to see if you can answer his question about the potion? Or so, do both of you guys...
So do I need to like roll like an insight check? No. I mean, that's like a 5e thing.
What is the innkeeper? His name?
I would say that as a magic user, you may have heard about it. But in your own... And since both of you are magic users, you both know that the best way to try it, to find out how a potion works, is to take a little sip. Otherwise, you would have to ask perhaps a C-level.
That potion got me rock hard.
No, dude. LSD, dude.
Perhaps.
Who knows?
One is, you know, through working with your own magical masters, that the best way to, if you don't know how a potion works, you either cast an identify spell.
Which look he
for,
knows?
No, he doesn't. Look for a sage or some kind of
person
to check to see if like they could research it, which would take a while. Or, like I said, well, that's the only two ways. Either you look for somebody who could be knowledgeable, or you could take a sip.
I can use detect magic on it, correct?
You could.
Okay.
If you want to.
For me to memorize, because...
Did you memorize the tech magic that day? Did you feel like you would need it?
I can memorize it right now.
You take half an hour to... you haven't memorized any spells, but you take half an hour to memorize the tech magic. And you look at it. Bartholomew, do you want to try this too? Or do you want to also... do you want to also see if you want to try to identify this thing? Do you... what spells do you have again?
Read magic, shield, charm person, and magic missile.
Okay. The only thing on the bottle, just by looking at it, is this symbol of a lotus. Like the whole bottle is clear, and it's like the liquid inside is like inky black. It's inky black.
What color is the cap for this?
It's just a regular cork. And then on the bottle is etched a drawing of a lotus. So. He calls it Black Lotus because it's black and there's a lotus picture on it.
I just told him, I was like, you just give me a little bit of time and I'll see what I can do with this.
Okay. So you memorize the tech magic, mm-hmm. and you cast your spell. You go through everything, and you cannot detect anything immediately magical about it. In fact, it seems like a plain liquid. Doesn't seem it like to glow with any kind of magical aura or anything.
Okay, well, there's nothing magical about it. So I guess we have to do this the old-fashioned way. Anyone care to take just a little tiny bit of a sip?
Is there any way we could use the innkeeper? Like, let's say he comes in to service.
Wow!
Is there any way that the innkeeper would know what this is by any chance?
Oh,
that,
I want to remind you
that we... Did I do something wrong?
Do we have two? We have two magic users on your team that have enthralled him. So, if that's a thing that they want to do, is if they want to have the innkeeper.
Let me say one thing. There is a possibility that it could be a mixture of herbs that cancel spells. Not magical in nature.
And it could take the illusion off our homeboy.
Yeah, not magical in nature. But the combination of herbs leads to a magical concoction.
Also, when you detected magic, the only magic you could sense were the items that he was carrying, that chainmail and the sword, and of course the magic around your thrall.
Oh, where is that dwarf when we need him? What was his name? Ragger?
Raggedy Ann? Raggedy Andy?
He seems like he's the type who would, like, drink this and do anything.
Do you guys want to figure this out, or do you want to think about this while, like, I go back to Civage?
I definitely have a scholarly curiosity
okay.
about this, and...
Are we going to trip balls or what?
But I can experiment with myself on it, that's for sure.
Okay. Who wants to... So you guys want to try it, or do you guys want to, like, sit on this and maybe look for a local...
Why don't you guys just put a little
droplet... That's what I mean. Just take a little drop.
No,
a little
like, drop put it on, like, a table or something, just in case it's not, like, acid or some shit like that. Because it's magic, so no matter what, it'll do anything to anything.
Well, you don't know it's magic because it didn't glow with when he cast Detect Magic. It didn't glow magically.
Is there a library in the cell?
Yeah, so drop it. It might be acid.
To like probably read on this?
Yeah, of course.
How did we come across this potion again?
You weren't there. He found it.
I fell into a ditch.
Yeah, he found into a pit.
That's why I got hurt. I fell down and got hurt, and I found these three items.
He felt bad.
Yeah. 6 days, dude.
Life alert, man.
Well, we are... in an elven city, and I assume that we could probably take it to an alchemist, a local alchemist.
Oh, yes.
Safest option without wasting any hit points. You know?
Is there any way we could end it on that?
Yeah, we could end it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like us going to the alchemist, yes, and he's in the going to the blacksmith?
Nazarbi, you hand him the potion and also tell him, like, also, do you want, like, if you guys want this free stuff, take it. But you continue to finish up your rest. And then, of course, when you guys continue on there, and we'll end this part of the session here while Civage goes off to look for some more.
So cool, the sword goes to Longbottom, and the potion goes to
you. You hand it to them, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to the alchemist. I'm heading to a blacksmith, and that's the end of the session.
I'm still in bed. Now.
You're still in bed, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll end the session here. If you guys enjoyed it, you know, as always, we got better mics now. So, but yeah,
we'll
catch you guys all later.
Into the bone, there's darkness in your soul, you're cold.